By the sound of it, you can probably tell this meeting of the Sika Assembly was packed. The vast majority of citizens were there to weigh in on a single issue, making the senior sales tax exemption needs-based instead of broad-based. What does that mean? For some, like Sam Skaggs, Susan Brandt Ferguson, and Levi Albertson, it means more money for Sika's future.
I just turned 65. I support ending the exemption here because we have to raise revenue for the schools. That's the fabric of our community.
Soon, Sitka's population will be 20% plus seniors. I don't believe our city can afford to offer this exemption to all seniors any longer.
Most of the people I know that have been pushed out of Sitka due to economic circumstances have been young families who are offered no economic relief from the city.
But for the majority of those testifying, it means hardship for seniors on a fixed income who use their exemption card to get by in a town where the cost of living is on the rise. Many felt the rebate program, as designed by the ordinance sponsors, would leave non-qualifying seniors, like those not on Medicaid or SNAP, in a lurch. Others were skeptical the Assembly would raise the money it expects to by eliminating this exemption, an estimated $500,000 in the first year. Those who assist the elderly spoke to the poverty they've seen. Debbie Brinsfield talked about delivering 50 Thanksgiving meals to shut-in seniors.
These people cannot feed themselves. These people cannot pay their bills. They do not have enough money to survive. They are borrowing from each other, lending to each other, helping each other, and we need to step up and help them.
The mayor capped testimony at 2 minutes, so many had to modify their plan to speak for the typical three. Some, like David Sam, expressed their anger outright.
What we're talking about here is respect. And you want to take, you want to assault the elders in this community?
The senior sales tax exemption was introduced in 1975 and has come up twice, in 2012 and 2015, for revision, when the Assembly was searching for ways to raise revenue. Shirley Robards has been its longtime defender, and this time gathered 800 signatures calling for the exemption to be kept. Robards told the Assembly Tuesday night, "I think this is going to send everybody out of town to shop." Another petition calling for its removal, put forward by John Stein last meeting, had approximately 380 signatures. After nearly 2 hours of public testimony on this issue, the Assembly took a break and came back for debate. There was a conversation at the table about voting the ordinance down to workshop it further, but no motion was made or seconded. And when the time came, the vote was close, 4-3, and the ordinance passed as written. Voting in favor of this ordinance was Mayor Matthew Hunter, sponsors Bob Petruski and Kevin Knox, and Assemblymember Steven Eisenbeiss. Voting against were Assemblymembers Richard Ween, Aaron Bean, and Ben Maiasato. Each offered different explanations for their vote, except for Eisenbeiss, who didn't offer comments during Assembly debate. When he gave his approval, there were audible gasps from the crowd. The ordinance will take effect in July. The rebate program would begin next year. Seniors can apply for it by submitting applications to the finance department between January and March of next year. They'd get their rebate check in July, which amounts to $350 for a senior in a household and $450 for two. Though Assembly members and the public differed on what to do, there was one area of overlap that was noticeable. Sickens are struggling. The young, the old, newcomers, and those with long legacies. Brennan Carter asked the Assembly, rhetorically, "Is the revenue collection fairly balanced among the citizens?" Mayor Matthew Hunter thought not, and that ultimately this proposal, though unpopular, was a way to spread Sitka's needs more evenly across the population. He compared the Sitka of today to that of 1980.
The take-home pay has doubled in that time. The housing costs has quadrupled, conservatively. So it's twice as hard to get started now as it was then. We have our future and our present and our past all come together in one conversation tonight.
And it certainly felt that way in the room, which swung between feisty indignation and somber seriousness, neighbor visiting with neighbor and people on opposite sides of the same issue giving each other a turn at the microphone. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.